الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سید المرسلین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد Dear viewers of Madni channel, we are in Johannesburg, a city in South Africa, and I have the honor and privilege to interview our brother Isaac, who reverted to Islam formerly from Zimbabwe, but now alhamdulillah he is in South Africa. So inshallah we'll learn from him how he embraced Islam and what made him become a Muslim inshallah. So brother Isaac, welcome to this series. I have a few basic questions at the start. First, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. My name is Ishaq from Zimbabwe. I was born in 1986 from a Nani Islamic family. Alhamdulillah, I was born in a city in Zimbabwe called Chinoy. In our family, we were four children. I learned my academic studies in Zimbabwe from grade 1 to form 6. And I lost my parents, both of them, in 2000. When I lost my parents, I used to play soccer with the Muslim friends. And those friends, they encouraged me and inspired me for me to become a Muslim.
So how long is it since you have embraced Islam?
Alhamdulillah, I embraced Islam in 2013. Now it's 14 years I embraced Islam.
Okay, can you tell me your life before you accept Islam, what kind of life you led?
Before I embraced Islam, I used not to have any religion at all. And it just came into me due to the inspiration of my friends who inspired me to become a Muslim. It was not my choice to become a Muslim, but it was hidayah from Allah Azza wa Jalla.
MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. How fortunate you are that Almighty Allah has blessed you with the true deen. As I said, there are many people floundering around the world thinking that they are pious and religious and doing activities, but they're not in the deen of Islam. How fortunate you are. Because alhamdulillah, if you become a Muslim and become a practicing Muslim, you can be at least hope for Jannah.
Ameen.
Alhamdulillah. So, can you tell me your impression of Islam before you accepted Islam?
MashaAllah, before I became a Muslim, it was my friends whom I used to play with soccer. They were Muslims. Whenever we have free time, they used to tell me the stories of Islam, talking good about Islam, and such stories, it comes in my heart that I become starting liking Islam much. Alhamdulillah.
And what about the character? Because normally you get close to people because of the character, and that also makes you come close to whatever they like and whatever they believe. How was their character?
Alhamdulillah, I didn't notice any bad from their character. They were good friends. They used not to do bad things. as I witnessed with my naked eyes. They used to encourage me as I see them doing good things. Like we used to play soccer and talking about Islam, they used to tell me.
All right. And did anyone teach you about Islam?
Naam, when I embraced Islam, it was in the city of Chinoy in Zimbabwe. I migrated from Chinoy to Harare in a city called Chitungwiza. There in Chitungwiza, I met one sheikh by the name Umar Qadir. That sheikh, as I read in Chitungwiza, he used to invite me to his house so that he used to tell me some of the basic of Islam, and he began to teach me Qaida, and slowly I used to attend his lessons until I started knowing how to read Salah alone. Alhamdulillah. He is the sheikh who inspired me in deen a lot. Alhamdulillah.
Okay, I see now you're wearing a green amama, mashallah, and you got a beard. Tell me how you changed and how you what made you adopt the green amama and the beard?
Mashallah. When I came to South Africa in Johannesburg, 2013, I met one sheikh from Zimbabwe by the name Imran Mlocha Attari. Currently, he's based in Pretoria, Lodium. And he phoned me and he invited me to Pretoria. Alhamdulillah, I put effort, I went, I visited him. He is the one who encouraged me to join Dawat Islam through the help of Uzur Aslam Bai. And since that day I visited him, I never came back to Johannesburg again. Due to the help of Allah and the love I have with Dawat Islam. Alhamdulillah, from there, Uzur Aslam Bai, he took me to a city in South Africa called Witbank. From there, they give me a duty of being Muazzin. Alhamdulillah, I started with Dawat Islam since that 2013 till today. Alhamdulillah.
Okay, I see you also have a beard. You always had a beard, or you had shattered the beard after you became a Muslim, or after you joined Dawat Islami?
I used not to keep beard. But when I joined Dawat Islam and I started learning some of the masail, and many brothers in Dawat Islam, they used to encourage me about the sunnah of keeping the beard and wearing green amama sharif. And from there, I don't remember where I read my namaz without green amama.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, and when you accepted Islam, just going back, did you face any difficulties with your family? As you said, you lost your parents, but then you had brothers and sisters. Did they accept you? Were they happy? Or how was their reaction?
Their reaction, one of my brothers, he is only the one who is not happy for me being a Muslim. But my sister, she's happy for me being a Muslim. But the challenge I face when I used to stay with them before I moved to South Africa, there was in the house, there was some debate just to criticize about why I become a Muslim, things like that. But like I said at the beginning, it was not my choice. It was Allah's hidayah, the guidance from Allah, which comes to me, inshallah.
Okay, what about friends? Well, friends, how was their reaction when they came to know that you became a Muslim?
Yeah, some of my friends, before I embraced Islam, some of them, they were non-Muslims, some they were Muslims. And the Muslims, those are the ones who encouraged me and inspired me to become a Muslim. But from the opposite side, those non-Muslims, they were not happy at all. But like I said, it was not my choice or their choice. When I embraced Islam, I migrated from that city called Chinoy to another city. So it's like I lost all my friends to another city.
MashaAllah, viewers of the Maghdi channel, this is a very important point. As you can see, our brother Ishaq moved from his city. He made a sacrifice. It's almost like hijrah. He migrated to another city so that he can have a fresh start. And this is very important, that whenever you got any difficulties, especially even now when you practice Islam, if people are like obviously against you and you're having difficulties, it is advised to go to an environment where you can practice your deen freely. And alhamdulillah, as you can see, the product that after he migrated, alhamdulillah, he had the ease of practicing Islam, alhamdulillah. Can you tell me, did you meet any other people who reverted into Islam afterwards, and how was their reaction when they came to know that you are a revert as well?
MashaAllah, I have met lot of brothers who embraced Islam, like my situation. And whenever we meet, we discuss, but alhamdulillah, we share some words of goodness, encouragement, and to encourage our family members who are not Muslims again. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, one day they will become Muslim as well, inshallah.
Okay, now I'm talking about other people that reverted to Islam, the Muslims. How was their reaction when you all met and they came to know you also a revert?
Gee, alhamdulillah, when I meet the brothers who know that I become a Muslim, they become happy. And I can say it was ever joy to them that Ishaq, he is one of our Muslim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Okay, what's your, now you in part of Dawat Islami, how do you find your stay with Dawat Islami, and how it benefits you spiritually?
MashaAllah, Azza wa Jal, to add on, Dawat Islami have changed my life. And I strive, inshallah, myself to change the whole world again through Dawat Islami. Preaching Islam in Dawat Islam. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I'm happy in Dawat Islam. And I make dua to Allah that, inshallah, Dawat Islam continue growing and growing and growing, inshallah.
May Allah make it easy for you to gain more knowledge and join all the activities like Nekiki Dawat. As I say, your interest is in becoming, bringing more people to Islam. Because, you know, our slogan is that I must strive to correct myself and all the people of the world. Alhamdulillah, see, you have that mindset. I'm sure you heard of Amir al-Sunnah, the founder of Dawat Islami. And did you have the opportunity of meeting him when he came to South Africa?
Gee, alhamdulillah, I met Amir al-Sunnah once in Johannesburg at a seat called Forsberg Mayfair at Faizana Medina.
And how was your feeling when you met him?
Alhamdulillah, I can't express it. And when I meet him, he gave me a Mama Sharif.
Allah,
and he tied on my head. He was happy. Alhamdulillah, even myself, I was happy to see even his face, blessed face.
Alhamdulillah.
Since it was my first time.
Alhamdulillah. And did you manage to speak to him? Did he give you words of encouragement?
Gee, Labbaik, he gave me some words of advice.
But you were talking Urdu, did somebody interpret it?
It's because with the Islamic brothers, I'm getting used to the word G, Labbaik, Alhamdulillah. Amir al-Sunnah, he gave me some words of advice when he heard that I'm one of the Mu'adhins at one of the masjid in Johannesburg, Faizan Attar. He said, Isaac, if you are by the masjid, whatever belongs to the masjid, don't take even a small stone belong to the masjid, because it is in the property of Allah. So I was happy until today. I take those words and put it in my heart that whatever belongs to the masjid, it's not belongs to me, it's not belongs to anyone, it is the property of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Because you see, Amir al-Sunnat, alhamdulillah, is one of the greatest wali of our time, friend of Allah Azza wa Jalla. In fact, if you go to Pakistan, people wait for hours and hours just to touch his hand. So can you understand how privileged you were that you had so easily, I know there was a big crowd as well, but it's very difficult for people to meet, because people, knowing what a great friend of Allah Azza wa Jalla he is, and many people have met him who had all kind of problems, and wali of Allah, when they make dua, the dua get accepted. And that is why people die just to touch his hand. Imagine how fortunate you are that you met him. And there are many people, even in Pakistan, that they haven't had the opportunity of meeting him. Alhamdulillah, how fortunate you are. Okay, in the masjid you are, I'm sure you're aware of all the activities of Dawat Islami, like Madrasatul Madina, Balighan. Are you involved in that?
Labbaik, I'm involved in Madrasatul Balighan. I think our time is from Asr to Maghrib, sometimes after Isha, just 25 minutes.
Okay. So are you teaching there, or are you also student?
I am teaching. I am part of the student.
MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah. And you also teach during the day?
Yeah, Labbaik.
MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah. Viewers of Badr Channel, as you say, our brother Isaac reverted, he learned Deen, and now he, look at this. He's also teaching our children, Alhamdulillah, and being involved in the Dawat Islami, Alhamdulillah. Imagine you get the opportunity of doing things that pleases Allah Azza wa Jalla, especially Madrasatul Madina Balighan, where you teach adults. A lot of people are not aware that there may be people who are performing namaz all the time without being aware of the basics of Islam. So Alhamdulillah, wherever Dawat Islami is involved, as you can hear from our brother Isaac, he's also involved in Madrasatul Madina Balighan, and in most of our centers it happens. Now, how many people attend? Are there quite a lot of people attending?
Well, currently we have 6 brothers who are attending our Madrasatul Balighan.
And they're getting benefits?
Alhamdulillah, some of them, they use not even to know a leaf, ba, but as they say, I'm speaking, they are now reading.
Alhamdulillah.
Shukr, Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, MashaAllah. Okay, the other thing is regarding things like kafilas. Do you go on kafila? And I know kafilas come to your masjid. And what can you say about the kafila of Dawat Islami?
I encourage the brothers to join the Madani kafilas, to go out. Even whenever the kafila reach your area, please attend the kafilas and learn and benefit more from the kafila brothers.
Okay, there are kafila that also come to the masjid here where you are?
Gee, they came.
Alhamdulillah. As you can see, the professionalism of Dawat Islami and viewers of Wadi channel, alhamdulillah, even for kafila, you find that there is a fixed system that is practiced throughout the world. That means wherever you go, you'll find that the jadwal of kafila is identical. Alhamdulillah. Millions of people throughout the world have traveled on Madni Kafila, and the system has been perfected, Alhamdulillah. And many people who attend, as our brother Isaac has mentioned, they benefit a lot, viewers of Madni channel, as you're hearing this from our brother Isaac, that being in the environment of Dawat Islami, how much you have learned. And we encourage you also to get involved in the mahal of Dawat Islami and learn as much as you can. Okay, the other question I have regarding, see now you meet You get all kinds of people. And did you have any bad reaction regarding you becoming a Muslim? Did anybody like react badly or angrily with you? I don't want, besides your brother, after becoming Muslim, like when you're walking this road, the people see you with the amama, see you dressed like this, how is the people's reaction?
Actually, since I embraced Islam and became a Muslim, I don't remember any day I meet someone insulting me or get bad reaction upon me.
A viewer of the channel, first of all, I would like to thank our brother Isaac for sharing this with us, alhamdulillah, his feelings. And I would like, obviously, to make dua for our brother Isaac, that Allah Azza wa Jal keeps him steadfast in deen and his love for the serving deen, inshallah, through the obviously barakah of being involved in the mahal of Da'at Islami, that Allah Azza wa Jal makes him increase in knowledge and make him grow more spiritually, and inshallah he be successful in the dunya and in the akhirah. And alhamdulillah, as we know that in this series we are talking about revert Muslims, and I hope those people who are watching, especially those who are not Muslims and they're watching this, that they get encouraged and become also comfortable in becoming a Muslim, and may this inspire more people not only to become Muslim but also to become practicing Muslim, so that we can become successful in this earth, in this dunya, and in the akhirah. Ameen bi jahi nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ala muhammad.
Ya Allah.